Committee, we have one measure before us, SB 1235. Senator Glazer, when you're ready, you can begin your presentation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members.
We do have a quorum now. Let's, Madam Secretary, please establish a quorum.
Senator Bradford?
Here.
Bradford here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Galgiani?
Yes.
Galgiani here. Hueso? Lara? Portantino?
All right. Quorum has been established. Senator Glazer, when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. We gather at a special moment tonight with a historic opportunity before us. We're here thanks to the work of a broad cross-section of Californians, starting with this committee in April, and including much of the small business lending community, small business advocates, and champions of economic opportunity. That work has produced a bill that would make California the first state in the country to give small business owners, that's what this is about, give small business owners the same truth in lending protections that consumer borrowers have enjoyed for more than half a century. This bill closely follows research by the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank and recommendations from the Conference of State Banking Supervisors. It would require lenders and other finance companies to provide clear and consistent disclosures to small business owners when they offer them financing and when they close a deal. This information would help small business owners understand the cost and the consequences of the financing options available to them in the commercial lending market. When this bill was last in this committee, you asked me to address certain issues involved in disclosing an annualized rate or an estimated rate. I took that direction to heart, and the bill before you now does exactly that. The bill no longer specifies which metric to be used for disclosing an annualized rate. Instead, it directs the Department of Business Oversight to determine the best metric after a process that will involve extensive consultation with the many stakeholders concerned with this issue. Importantly, the bill takes the suggestion from the committee's analysis in April and puts them into statute, verbatim, as required for the department to use in choosing that metric. This change removed much of the opposition to the bill and brought support from dozens of lenders and small business advocates, including the NFIB, the California Small Business Association, and Small Business California. The bill passed the Assembly this morning on an overwhelming bipartisan vote, 69 votes in favor. I ask that you consider it today and give it your most positive consideration and send it on to the floor. With me is Paul Donahue, who represents the Opportunity Fund and the Responsible Lending Coalition. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions by committee members? Yes, Mr. Senator Gaines.
I was just wondering if maybe you could help me clarify some questions that have come up on this disclosure form and how that would be presented, because we've got a variety of different type of finance products, some that are very unusual that might be based on revenue or a percentage of revenue for a business. So very hard to determine the exact costs or maybe a fee per transaction that then pays for the loan. If you could just expand on that and how that would be determined.
Yes, Senator. So in the legislation, it specifies how one determines this annualized rate. And it says in the bill how it's to be calculated. And it specifies and it requires the DBO specify the accuracy requirements, the tolerance allowances for the calculation, the types of fees and charges to be included. So it gives them the discretion within each of these different financing categories to put forward, after a consultation with the stakeholders, the fair disclosure in that case.
Okay, so if I had something that was based on accounts receivable, cash flowing in, and I gave a certain percentage of that to someone who would lend me money, there would be some sort of determination on trying to figure out what the cost of that money would be.
Right, because the that accounts receivable can change in terms of what that agreement is. We are recommending that it be done based on a master agreement, and whatever that standard that was set in the master's agreement would be what would be disclosed under this bill.
Would there be any liability issue on the part of the lender in terms of the disclosure of this information if for some reason it was not accurate? Would they be held liable?
Well, I think that's exactly what we are trying to do with the bill that's before you, in that we wanted to give the no one wants to create exposure to the lender. That's not my intention here. We don't want to do anything to constrain the small business lending market. That's the opposite of what we want to do. By having the stakeholder process with DBO and allowing DBO to listen and to provide clear guidance to lenders, I think you're going to avoid that exact concern that somehow they didn't know exactly what the legislature intended with a very prescriptive standard that could be that was originally in the bill. So I think that the way this is put forward to you today is going to provide better protections, because I don't want lenders to be confused. I don't want them to we don't want them to mislead. They don't want to mislead, and we want to provide the legal protection so that as long as they follow the rules as laid out, they're protected. And I don't want anything different. And if if somehow that were to occur, I would be right back before you, trying to adjust and change. Now, one of the things that you asked for in this bill is a sunset, and this bill does have a sunset, so that if there's any issues that come about, unintended, certainly by on my part, to do anything to affect the lending marketplace, I would be back in front of you to correct it immediately.
Okay. I really like the idea of disclosure, just so you have transparency for any sort of business transaction that might involve a loan, that you would, you know what those obligations are going to be, what the interest rate would be, or what the total cost, or what the fee would be. So thank you for all of your efforts, and I'll be listening for more testimony.
Thank you. Okay.
Any additional questions or comments from committee? Mr. Glazier, I appreciate your effort here, and you have adhered or came close to adhering to a lot of what we discussed when the bill was heard earlier this year in my committee, or this committee, I should say. I'm just personally not at a position today to make a recommendation on this, so I will be staying off the bill, but if there's any other questions by committee members, but I'm not prepared to move forward on them. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize. I'm just trying to get out of here. can I have witnesses in support?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul Donahue on behalf of Opportunity Fund, Responsible Business Lending Coalition, and Small Business California. We're supporting this bill. We think it's a very reasonable approach and has been worked on and narrowed throughout the process. Each lender in our coalition discloses everything that's called for in this bill and then some. You know, we think small businesses, it's been the experience of those in the coalition also that the businesses with whom they deal appreciate it. They appreciate all these disclosures. They like knowing what it's going to cost. And with this measure, I think that it moves towards a standardized discussion or standardized disclosure across all product lines, and all the small businesses that I represent here are very much in support of all that. So we urge your eye vote.
Great. Additional witnesses in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Dennis Loper for the Automatic Finance Corporation. We appreciate the work the Senator's done. We were concerned at first, and he's made it a very good bill, and we support. Thank you.
Thank you. Witnesses in opposition.
You can stay.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. Senators.
Good evening.
Alex Alaniz, representing the Small Business Finance Association. Back in April, you did instruct my client to work out some sort of agreement with the senator and you moved the bill forward, and we did. And when we worked out something in the bill, my client did support the measure. Unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, the bill was amended, and it created uncertainty. The previous versions of the bill had, not everybody agreed with it, but at least had a calculation in the bill that you could actually follow, five different steps, and the percentage would pop out. This one just creates too much uncertainty. It does instruct DBO to consider five factors when determining what the annualized rate is, but it's not exclusive to those five factors. It could be 50 other factors. And so that's the thing that concerns my members, is that they don't know what that's going to be. It could be APR, which would be very horrible, or it could be something close to that. This is the first time this has been attempted. I think the senator's got a lot of people's attention. I don't think anybody's opposed to a disclosure. They just want something that works. So I guess it's best to get it right, but not necessarily right now. Thank you.
Additional witnesses in opposition.
Thank you, Chairman. Scott Sadler on behalf of the Commercial Finance Association. We're in opposition.
Great. Thank you. Next witness.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members. Paul Bauer on behalf of Expansion Capital, member of CFC in opposition.
Okay. Thank you.
David Quintana, the Commercial Finance Coalition in opposition.
Thank you. Great. All right. Bringing it back to the committee, any additional questions or concerns by the committee? Hearing and seeing none. Mr. Glazier, Senator Glazier, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think if you look at the list of supporters, you'll see, and compare it to what it was last April, you'll see a complete change. That the vast majority of those involved in the commercial financing world have come out in support of this bill as a reasonable step forward. It doesn't include, it's not a licensing scheme or a regulatory scheme. It's a very simple disclosure. And it's a consumer protection and a small business protection. That's all this measure was attempting to do, was to do that. And it's always difficult to fight a lot of these people that are lending money because they want to lend it on their terms. And a lot of people that are in the small business world today, they're new to that world. They're immigrants. They don't have the financial expertise, and they get taken advantage of. Honestly, they get taken advantage of because someone says, "Hey, you need something for that pizza oven that broke down. You want $5,000? Well, listen, here's the deal for you." And I have no problem with them offering that deal. And most of these, by the way, are done on the internet. But all I want is that small business person to be able to understand it and to be able to comparison shop so that if they can go to another lender and understand what those terms are compared to the other lender and make the best choice they can make, because they can't make too many mistakes when it involves how much money they have to take out of the till to pay off that loan. And that's all this bill does, disclosure. And there's a reason why there's no disclosure in any state in America today in commercial lending, because of the power of those who have the money to not want to tell all that they should tell. And that's not good, and that's not healthy. And that's where this bill is trying to achieve in a very modest way. It's maneuvered through a very difficult course through this legislature, and it comes to you today with broad support from the industry and with bipartisan support. It wasn't easy to do, I hope that you will consider putting it over the line and bringing it to the floor of the Senate. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. As I stated, I'm not in a position to make a recommendation just through the lateness of the hour, and I believe your intentions are well, but I'm just not comfortable at where we are today. So if there's a motion by any of my colleagues, I would welcome that, but if not. So moved. Been moved by Senator Gaines. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bradford?
No.
Bradford, no. Vidak?
No.
Vidak, no. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Huesso? Lara? Portantino? Portantino, aye. Three ayes. Two noes.
3-2, Mr. Senator.
Can I put that bill on call?
Probably gonna be a whole lot of stuff on call tonight. I don't know if my colleague's gonna say. Nope. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we have somebody else coming back in needing this committee room, so I believe. Due to lack of that measure fails. 3-2.
Okay, banking and financial institutions have adjourned. We are going to start environmental quality.